The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Connecting to your body. Allowing yourself to arrive. With the mind connected to our present moment experience. Just taking inventory, a little bit of checking in. How are you right now? Just opening to that. Like if a dear friend were to come and actually really ask and mean the question, how are you? Let yourself know how you are. Sometimes this takes some honesty on our part. Not to just skim over the surface, but really to land. How is the body right now? How is the mind? It's almost like you can step back and not look, but just more let your body and mind inform you, tell you how they are. A very receptive exploration of yourself in this moment. If there is tension in the body and mind, it can be useful to relax. Kind of inclining towards allowing relaxation of body. Maybe consciously relaxing the face, neck, shoulders. Chest and upper back. Your whole torso, your arms and hands. Hips, legs. feet. Maybe there can be a relaxation inside the body too. Sometimes this is available. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And perhaps too, the mind can relax. Maybe a way into that is using Gill's analogy, as if the brain were a muscle. Maybe the brain can relax. As the body and mind relax, it can be much more natural and easeful to simply receive what's happening in the present moment. To just be aware of what's already here. Body sensations. Sounds. Emotions or moods. If this receptive exploration is comfortable for you, easeful for you, that is sufficient for our meditation. For some of you, it may be more easeful to connect with a particular experience, such as the breath. If that's the case, that's fine. Allowing the attention to rest, maybe with the breath. And yet exploring the possibility of, rather than looking at the breath, just letting the breath show itself to you. What is available to be received in the breath. Whether you're simply receiving experience in a broader field of experience or settling into a more narrow field such as the breath, the mind will wander and lose track of the present moment. And equally naturally, the mind will return from wandering at some point. Mindfulness will return. You'll be aware again. That's what's happening in that moment. Awareness has returned. Can you be curious about that? What's here now that awareness has returned, rather than looking back at what the thinking was or that you were thinking? Simply, oh, mindfulness is back. What's happening now? And maybe taking inventory again, the way we did at the beginning. Curious about what's here now, the mind having been wandering. Thoughts that happen in the mind. Have a strong conditioning power in the mind and body. And so when the mind wanders, quite often when we wake up, there is a host of experience that has been shaped by what the mind has been thinking about wandering in. So this kind of taking inventory, well, what's here now? No need to judge, just honesty, curiosity. This is what's here now. If there is tension that has come into this system, it might be useful to relax again, allow a relaxation of body, mind. And an opening again to just receiving. Sometimes when the mind wanders out of the present moment, when we return from the wandering, we can sometimes notice not tension or agitation, but more ease, more calm. If you're available in the moment when mindfulness returns, sometimes we see the mind is more settled than before it wandered. And so, honesty about that moment. What's there? What's here? Opening to this moment of experience. This moment.